courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting MakeTheConnection.net.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Thousands are dead and hundreds more people are injured following a massive 7.2 magnitude earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Ismail Al-Abdullah is with a relief group called the White Helmets. They're digging through rubble to search for survivors.
It's a very difficult task for us. We need help. We need the international community to do something.
CBS's Tina Krause reports from our foreign desk in London.
The powerful earthquake struck near the border of Turkey and Syria as people slept. And daylight revealed the scale of the disaster. This man says 12 families were trapped here and no one managed to get out. Rescuers worked quickly and carefully in the bitter cold. Some still buried in the rubble posted videos on social media begging for help.
Turkey's president has declared a 7-day mourning period for those victims. Here at home, President Biden is weighing in on the tragedy. He says he's deeply saddened by the loss of life and devastation. The U.S. has already sent 2 search and rescue teams to the region to help. Meantime, U.S. military and law enforcement continue to collect debris from that Chinese surveillance balloon that was shot down over the weekend. CBS's Kimmy McCormick.
Recovery crews were able to retrieve some debris yesterday, but sea conditions prevented underwater crews from searching the area. They're at work today, and they include explosive ordnance teams. A U.S. commander says they're concerned about hazardous debris and possibly even explosives, and they're asking the public, if debris washes up on shore, to avoid contact and notify law enforcement.
Authorities in Ohio plan to release toxic chemicals from 5 cars of a derailed train in East Palestine to avoid a huge explosion. That controlled release starts in about 2 hours. Investigators in Maryland stopped 2 suspects from shooting up several power substations that would have left thousands in the cold near Baltimore. FBI special agent in charge Thomas Sobosinski says a woman was recorded telling an undercover agent about the plan.
Marylanders can rest assured that a threat to disrupt their daily lives by attacking the local power grid has been stopped.
Those suspects were neo-Nazi extremists. 2 children who were kidnapped by their mother in Missouri have now been found in Florida. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The 2 abducted children were found last week in a supermarket in High Springs, Florida, near Gainesville with their mother, who did not have custody. 36-year-old Christy Gilley. Police located Gilley after running a routine vehicle check that showed she was a fugitive. Gilley remains in jail. The two children, who are now 11 and 12 years old, were abducted last March from Clay County, Missouri, a suburb of Kansas City.
Police say they'll be reunited with their family soon. This is CBS News.
I lived alone and was having problems with my landlord. He's a creep. One night I'm watching TV and I hear my landlord letting himself in.
Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
I'm just here to fix your fridge and spend some time together.
Get out. I'm reporting you.
Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, February 7th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee meeting will take place at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 1 p.m., the Treatment Court Oversight Committee will meet at 2:30, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30, the Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5 p.m., and the Land and Water Conservation Committee will meet at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2 p.m. in the Community Room, and the Downtown Business Improvement District will meet at 3:30 in the City Conference Room. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting will take place from 1 to 2:30 p.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 31, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High of 35, tomorrow mainly clear. Lows level off around 19, tomorrow night mainly clear skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Great guests. Today, we got a great show coming up. I asked this question for the noon hour to which shortage is the worst shortage? Because it feels like every week we are talking about some new headline that we are in a constitutional crisis because of the lack of DAs and public defenders. Teachers are resigning in droves. And today we're going to be talking specifically about the caregiver, both for older people and younger people. But yeah, in this case, specifically with Carrie Winkler, who we'll be talking to, who's a program specialist for the Wisconsin Caregiver Academy, which is new, which is trying to alleviate the few amount of people that we have to take care of our aging population. They all feel bad. But if you have thoughts on which shortage is the worst shortage, that's kind of the question of the day. 844-967-2789. But during the 11 o'clock hour, this first hour, the bottom of the hour, we're going to definitely get to some headlines, some happy Bucks news off yes. the court. Both Drew Holiday and his wife and Lauren Holiday and everything that they're doing, everything Culver's did in response to Giannis.
So funny.
So we will end this hour on a high note. But to kick off, I know this news broke on Friday, but if you tuned in on Friday, it was a rerun. We had to take a day off, but that is fine. We are back and we're going to talk about this today because when can this just die? Truly, truly, I am so sick of the election integrity, the fact that Trump, the more mounting evidence that there was never any conclusion or suspicion, really, on what happened in Wisconsin, because there are now tapes, there is now a leaked audio tape that shows they knew. They knew from the start.
That the election was fine.
That the election in Wisconsin was fine. The Trump campaign knew it had lost to Wisconsin. It lost Wisconsin to Joe Biden in the 2020 election almost immediately. But as of Friday, the Associated Press published new audio tapes that confirm Trump operatives decided to ignore that reality and instead, quote, fan the flame, end quote, by spreading false allegations against allegations of fraud. And we are still living with the ramifications of those false allegations. They were repeated and they were repeated and then they were debunked and discredited, even as Donald Trump to this day is still repeating and demanding that the Wisconsin election be overturned. We had costly recounts. He's tried to sue and lost multiple times in court. We had the Gableman investigation.
$2 million worth.
I know, I'm going to get to that. And there still is no evidence of fraud at all. So, if you missed what the tapes were obtained by the Associated Press that show on November 5th, 2020, 2 days after the election, Trump operatives acknowledged that Biden had won Wisconsin by about 21,000 votes. And the audio tapes, so let's play them, because they did publish them.
Here's the drill. Comms is going to continue to fan the flame and get the word out about Democrats trying to steal this election. We'll do whatever they need their help with, okay? So just be on standby in case there's any stunts we need to pull. Look, guys, at the end of the day, like, this operation received more votes than any other Republican in Wisconsin history. Like, and it wasn't even close. Guys, we outperformed the president in 16 by just over 200,000 votes, right? Like, say what you want, our operation turned out Republican or DJT supporters. The Democrats just got 20,000 more than us out of Dade County and by their shenanigans in Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Dane. So there's a lot that people can learn from this campaign.
In case there are any stunts we need to pull.
The shenanigans. What shenanigans? If he just admitted that they lost, what shenanigans are they? Is he talking about the ballot boxes? Or is he talking about they just got people just, there was more people who wanted Biden than Trump? That was Andrew Iverson, who was part of the Trump campaign in Wisconsin. And, you know, it's like he's trying, it's a weird combination of trying to console the other campaign workers of like, listen, we had a valiant effort. This is the most Republican voter turnout we've had almost ever.
Right.
We just lost by 20,000 votes. And he just said that. Fine. You got to say what you got to say to your campaign. There's always a loser and you got to try to, you know,
buck them up a little bit.
Up. But the fact that he said, just stand by in case there's any stunts we need to pull is really something. And you know what? To a certain extent, we shouldn't be surprised at this point, right? And maybe this isn't even news because, you know, wait, on this radio station and across the Civic Media Network, how many times last year did we play again and again and again that audio clip of Ron Johnson admitting that he knew that Trump had lost? It wasn't the clearest audio, but I know I heard it.
I heard it numerous times.
We heard
times.
It a lot,
yes,
right?
We did.
And he admitted
Trump lost.
Granted, he didn't know he was being taped, but probably this guy, Andrew Iverson, didn't know he was being taped either. But he said, listen, there is no, like, the results did not seem obviously skewed. And no one seemed to care that he was talking out of both sides of his mouth because we reelected him. And no one seemed to care earlier this year, only like a month ago, when the text message came out as far as Andrew Hitt having a conversation about Ron Johnson wants us to lie and change the electors and push through Trump. And so we're all sick of this. I'm sick of it. I think people who even voted for Trump, the sane people who voted for Trump, it's like, it's time to move on
yes.
from this rhetoric, but we can't let this go because Trump is running again. He is running again. He's going to be coming back to Wisconsin inevitably. And there's been no accountability for what he put our state through and what he's put the country through and what is still lasting as far as how beaten and bruised our state is and how much this has only caused additional divisiveness in our state. And also the people who still believe this, who have not let it go despite mounting evidence that not only was there no election fraud, but that the entire campaign knew that he lost days after he lost.
And continued to lie for him.
And I'm sure most of the shows talked about this on Friday when it broke, but it's just like I wanted to bring it up again because what the other thing that broke on Friday, which you already mentioned, is we're still paying for Gableman.
Yeah.
And right now, the price tag of Gableman's probe is nearing $2 million. Reminder that the budget for this was $676,000.
Oh, that seems slightly higher.
And it's not even over, necessarily. Like, it could be higher than this, because the legal bills for his investigation, if you will, we want to call it that. I know Luke from Dueling Tangents refuses to call it an investigation, but it continues to pile up, and we're on the hook for this as taxpayers, and there was nothing that came from this, but it is topping. It's almost $2 million, and not because of the $527,877 spent on the investigation itself. It's the nearly $1.5 million on lawyers.
Right.
Because of all the different shenanigans he pulled as far as, like, the investigation didn't follow the law for keeping records or providing public access to what they were doing. So they opened themselves up to lawsuits. And this was the quote from the WPR article that I got this from. But Barry Burton, who's an election specialist and also is a professor over at UW-Wisconsin-Madison. But he said, these are mostly self-inflicted wounds. It did not have a clear mission or scope, it being the investigation of its activities, and ended up being a very expensive failure that continues to cost the state money, even though it has ceased operations. And so this lie that we now have even more proof that was a lie, that was people going along, that they knew the truth, but they said, whatever stunts, stand by for any stunts we not have to pull, is not only created division, it's embarrassing, it's also expensive.
Extremely.
And we are on the hook for it. And like I said, not only is Trump running again, you know, and there's more and more people. I know there was one headline last week that we didn't talk about on the show. But, you know, Paul Ryan, whatever it is he's up to these days, is still trying to be relevant, came and said, I would not support Trump. And there's obviously more people who are now willing to run against Trump in what could be a crowded presidential Republican primary. But the truth is, and we're going to talk about this when we come back, but the RNC leader, Ronna McDaniel, as of this weekend on Upfront, on WASN, when she was here last week for the kickoff of RNC stuff in Milwaukee, still is centering election integrity as a major talking point. Fiery Monday.
Yeah.
All right, coming back, we're going to talk more about Ronna McDaniel and what she said to on Upfront over the weekend. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
I'm a wife and the mother of two kids. And when I get to work in the precinct house and put on my uniform, I can tell you, as a police officer, we're building partnerships.
This should be happening everywhere. So the police should be reaching out to this community. And this community should reach out to the police. That's the way to make this a safer place.
Start the conversation and help stop crime. To learn the five things you can do, go to ncpc.org/preventviolentcrime. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the Bureau of Justice Assistance.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect. And when we do, we make things better. At Child Fund, we connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. Together, we co-create connections that help millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Here's the news. Coming to you every hour on the hour.
Here is the news.
The weather's fine, but there may be a meeting.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. I am Kristen Bry. We got Jane Mattinair on the board, and I am ranting about these audio tapes or this audio file that got leaked to the Associated Press. This broke on Friday, and we're just talking about it now because it's combined with so many other things that happened at the end of last week and over the weekend, being these tapes were leaked as from Andrew Iverson trying to rally the troops after he admitted that Trump had lost Wisconsin to Biden, but said, stand by for any stunts we need to pull. And then the campaign and everyone on behalf of Trump continued to lie to say the election was stolen. The money that we're still on the hook for, because not only was the Gableman investigation, whatever that, you know, we want to call it, didn't find anything and in and of itself cost over $500,000. It's over $1.5 million right now in legal fees because he mishandled it so poorly and opened himself up to lawsuits. But he doesn't have to pay that money. Robin Voss doesn't have to pay that money. We have to pay that money.
Lucky us.
And then the final kicker is the RNC is coming to Milwaukee. I am not in the camp of...
Don't take their money?
No, I'm just in the... I mean, I'm not in the... I'm so mad about the RNC coming to Milwaukee camp. Like, I know it was... I was talking to a friend recently, and I think he kind of assumed that I was. And I was like, I'm fine. Like, obviously, there's... I think it's going to make for interesting news. If anything, it makes my job easier to do because I'll have fun topics to talk about, and it keeps Wisconsin in the news. But last week, the RNC committee was in town. They were at 3rd Street Market Hall, which is good for Omar. And Mayor Johnson was there and everything. And Ronna McDaniel coming off of her, you know, contentious re-election. You know, and I hadn't really... It's so... She is very... She's very put together.
Yeah.
I will give her that. She was very put together.
She's been in the game a long time.
And, you know... Per usual, Matt Smith from WISN's up front and their political director was there and interviewed her and grabbed her. It wasn't a sit down. Like they just kind of like he
met in the hallway.
They met in the hallway or whatever. And I give him credit because he's a good interviewer as far as he comes off as pretty casual and like tries to sneak a couple things in there to see if he could get anything out of her as far as like how many debates there would be and when a debate in Wisconsin might be and all that. But one of the things he brought up was election integrity and how much of that is still a core component of the GOP strategy. And so let's play a little bit of that and then we'll break it down.
I mean, the RNC is a turnout operation. We don't pick the candidates, the voters do. We don't do the messaging the campaigns do, but we are the turnout machine. And 4 million more Republicans turned out this last election. We engaged in community centers and minority communities at a level that we've never done before. And we built a huge election integrity program. So those are things the RNC is going to continue to do. I think those things made 2022 a better election than it would have been. And the RNC is vital for our success in 2024.
It looks like you're continuing election integrity efforts. Do you back that new draft report that is out? And what does that look like on the ground in states like Wisconsin?
Yeah, so that's not an official report. There's other things that need to be added that included all the legal pursuits that we had, all the lawsuits that we had. So we're going to continue to engage in election integrity, poll watchers, poll workers, and also litigation where it's necessary.
What does that look like in a battleground like Wisconsin,
well,
where
Wisconsin,
it was really contentious
well,
coming
Wisconsin,
out for 2020?
You know, in 2022, it wasn't contentious, though, right? Because we did do election integrity, and we did elect in your state. You have to elect poll workers, so we had them on the ballot. We also had poll watchers, so Wisconsin's laws are different than every other state. But because we put that planning in place, 2022, we came out with a much better result with people trusting the election because we had people watching and being part of that process.
In your mind, what needs to change between 22 and 24?
We just got to keep our foot on the gas, continue to do that.
That's why. That's why 2022, everyone just accepted the results.
Right.
Because there was poll watchers.
Right.
Because there were so many more poll watchers. That is the difference. That's why we can trust 2022, even though Governor Evers won, even though it was a split ticket result. But wait, isn't that basically what happened in 2020 too? Didn't down ballot Republicans in 2020 in Wisconsin do very well?
They did.
They did very well. And it was just the top of the ticket guy that didn't manage to pull it over the finish line. Weird.
You know what's also weird? And this has always bothered me because those names are all on the same ballot.
Yeah.
And so.
And they all have R's next to it.
Right.
Like R's and D's and I's
right.
And Green Party. And you can see which party's what.
Yeah. So the whole premise that machines somehow change just one vote on those ballots and not all the other ones has always been kind of a point of fascination for me. We do have a text from the 262. Thank you so much. You can always get in touch with us at 844-967-2789. The problem is that no matter how logical you make your argument, Trump conservatives and the portion of the GOP don't care about logic in the least. I don't know if it's because of ignorance or a blind eye to facts, but the recorded segment you guys shared makes zero difference to them. And that's true.
And that's true. And it's I saw this once. I forgot where I was seeing the argument of like when you're like those of us who kind of and I even just now. Your like the smug I'm smarter than you attitude doesn't necessarily change people's minds.
Right.
And you're not going to logic people into changing their minds when they're so dug in. So in this moment right now, I am not trying to change anyone's mind. I am just complaining. I am just complaining that this is still such a cornerstone and that we don't have time to get into it right now, but the document that she kind of dodged the question around is that the Washington Post broke like a leaked document or that said basically that the RNC's plan is to increase and formalize the process for election challenges, creating election integrity officers all around the country, even as the document acknowledged that election fraud conspiracy theories hurt Republican voters' confidence in elections and may have contributed to their loss in key states in 2020 and 2022.
May?
And it also goes back to Brian Schimming saying we need to encourage early voting from our voters, but they've dug themselves into a hole. All right, when we come back, maybe we'll keep talking about this. Maybe we'll move on to some other headlines. Either way, it'll still be As Goes Wisconsin.
We'll have to wait and see. I'll call you back later.
WAUK 540 AM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Enrollment numbers at Wisconsin's technical colleges are up, while four-year college enrollments continue to drop. Last year saw a 10% increase in enrollment at technical colleges. Wisconsin's private four-year universities saw a drop of 12%, and public four-year college enrollment dropped 2%. National data shows that surrounding states have a larger decline in enrollment. The national decline is not unexpected. Lower birth rates have resulted in fewer students enrolling and graduating from high school. A Wisconsin man received a 16-year prison sentence for shooting at children who were throwing snowballs at his car in Milwaukee. William Carson was found guilty on 2 counts for first-degree reckless injury and 5 counts of first-degree recklessly endangering safety. 2 of the children were hit by bullets in the thigh and arm. Another child was grazed by a bullet. The judge included 10 years of extended supervision in the sentence. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for isolated rain showers overnight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows level off around 31, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High of 35, tomorrow mainly clear. Lows level off around 19, tomorrow night mainly clear skies. 1 to 3 inches of snow Wednesday night through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
Because there's a little bit of difference. Each lineup and each station's a little different. And so no matter where you are in the state or even the country or even the world, if you have that app, you're never without us.
You're never alone.
You're never alone. We're always there with you.
Yes.
All right. So jumping into some more headlines, it feels remiss not to talk about the Up sequel none of us wanted.
The movie?
the balloon that got popped.
I thought, oh no, they're really going to make a recreation of one of my favorite animated movies? Oh, that's funny.
This is the balloon. The balloon, yes. The balloon course.
Gotcha. And you're right, no one really wanted that.
No one really wanted. If there's going to be an Up sequel, although I think there is talks of an Up prequel that goes deeper into, is this happening?
I don't know. I'll check. But that sounds a little bit more reasonable.
Yes. I am of course, joking that the spy balloon is not a future Pixar movie. The spy balloon that finally got popped. But this obviously was late last week. Everyone was a little confused over what we were going to do with this Chinese balloon that was just making its way across Montana. And the size was about 3 buses.
It was big.
So it was big and it was hard to miss. And it was flying over Montana, which is the home to a key missile site. And the military was basically going back and forth with President Biden on whether or not they should shoot it down. But for days, held off. And then over the weekend, they did pop it, but they popped it when it was over the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of South Carolina. So it made its way across the country. If we first saw it in Montana and it got popped in the Atlantic Oceans. And so now, of course, Republicans are upset because they thought we should have shot it down sooner. And they think that this is a display of weakness and a failure to protect U.S. airspace. And so now they're considering passing a resolution this week that condemns the Biden administration. But the military basically responded by saying they didn't want debris from the balloon to hit Americans and advised Biden to hold off. And so there is now obviously some tension, and State Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has canceled his trip to China. And so no one really knows. I mean, I haven't heard anything, or they haven't released anything as far as why China is floating a balloon over the U.S. again. And because there was multiple sightings. This isn't the first sighting. This has happened like multiple times in recent years.
And during the Trump administration.
Yeah. And so for why the balloon went over something more subtle, like why they're doing that over a satellite. It's apparently balloons are cheaper.
Oh, makes sense.
And I guess they're harder to detect by radar, even though it was so big. And everyone, every layperson was like, wait, what is that?
Can you see that thing?
And so it's gone for now, but the Pentagon says there's a second Chinese spy balloon, and this one has been seen flying over Latin America. And supposedly there's like 97 in total.
Well, and don't most countries use spy balloons? I mean, I would imagine we have spy things.
Yeah,
not
I
that,
guess.
You know, I just think that spying on adversaries is not an uncommon thing. The funniest thing that I took away from all of this was some of the Republicans in Congress who were telling people to shoot it down yourself. The balloon was 11 and a half miles up. I believe the longest rifle shot was something like a mile and a half. But yes, Lauren Boebert and MTG are telling people, go in your backyards, and if Biden's not going to do it, then you just shoot it down yourself. J.D. Vance posted a picture of himself sitting in a chair with a gun pointing at the sky.
Ready to shoot it down.
Yeah.
That reminds me. I don't think we've played this clip on the show, but Neil Brennan, comedian, brilliant comedian. He was creative partners with Dave Chappelle. He was like the director of the Chappelle show.
Sure.
So he's been an entertainer for a long time. And in the last, I'd say decade, came from behind the scenes and behind the camera to be more of a center stage comedian. In his newest special, he has a bit on how he loves how Second Amendment, the argument for the Second Amendment being you need to protect yourself from the military.
Right.
And he has this whole act out about, you know what I think we should do? I think once a year, we should have a head-to-head showdown between some of these militia and the U.S. military and see what happens. And he has a whole act out of, like, you know, the news reporters being like, all right, we're on the ground with Joe Bob, and he's like, what are you working with? And
Joe
like,
Bob and the Warriors.
He lists off all of his like ARs, and like he has like, you know, I can't do it because I don't have it memorized, but basically, you know, the guy's got like a southern like Appalachia type accent of how like confident he feels. And then he goes to like Lieutenant Sergeant Marshall, whatever the third, and he goes, what are you working with? He goes, well, this feels a little unfair, but I got a drone.
Might not be exactly a fair fight.
Not the same. Yeah. It's the same thing. And that's, you say that just reminds me of the same. Like, there's a reason we have the most powerful military in the world. So whether it's shooting down a spy balloon or protecting your freedoms, my money is on the military.
I would lean that way also. Texter from the 920 says, my question is why they used a $300,000 Sidewinder missile when they could have used a couple of 20-millimeter bullets. Now there's nothing left to get evidence from blowing it up 65,000 feet above the ocean.
That is a question beyond my pay grade.
Well, me too. And I don't understand exactly how you would fire bullets. I mean, I know there was an aircraft, there was an F-22, I believe, that fired that missile. But what's he going to do, open the window and shoot a gun? I think opening a window at that altitude is bad.
I know so little about firearms. I don't know what I know less about, firearms or cars. Like, we played, this is a tangent, and then we're going to move on to a new proposal in the Wisconsin State Legislature dealing with fentanyl. But there's this board game called Battle of the Sexes, which is, it's fun, but it's, you know, very gendered questions. Oh. You play boys versus girls.
Yep.
And it's fun when you have someone like a ringer on your team who knows. We had one friend who knows a ton about fishing and fixing cars and sports. And I'm pretty good at sports.
Yeah.
But I just realized, because it's like, and then for the women, it's like fashion and house stuff and all. And I was like, I realized I was just bad at all of it. Like, I wasn't helpful for either team.
Don't say you're bad at all of it. Say you're qualified in most.
For some reason, I'm smart enough to have my own like radio show, but playing that game, I was like, there's a lot of dumb trivia, gendered trivia that I don't know.
I don't think that that's a mistake in your life. Well, I don't think you'll be missing that
stuff.
That's
fine. Moving on. So this is actually interesting. And I think this is interesting as far as potential bipartisan, you know, the rare sighting.
Extremely rare.
Of bipartisan agreement on a proposal, because this problem is so dire and awful that the at least talking about different solutions of how to curb it, I think everyone has to be open to everything. I don't know if this will solve it, but I'm not mad about it being on the table. So everyone knows, I would imagine, it's hard to avoid knowing how awful not only opioid and overdoses and deaths from overdoses have become, not only just in Wisconsin, but across the country, but especially in Wisconsin. And 91% of opioid overdose deaths in 2021 involved fentanyl or other synthetic opioids. And fentanyl overdoses nearly doubled from 2019 to 2021. And this comes from the Department of Health Services in Wisconsin. And so now there is a new proposal that is in response to the opioid overdose rate in Wisconsin. And this was last week. They proposed increasing the maximum prison time for people who produce or sell drugs that cause another person's death. And this is one of, I think, because they're with the new settlement money that came out last year, there's a lot of different, I think, proposals going around as far as both prevention and trying to make things right. And this is coming as far as a deterrent for selling. And I don't know enough about criminal behavior. Do deterrents like this actually curb a person's decision to sell drugs?
Well, again, it might be if the sentences are considerably harsher.
And that's basically what this would do. So This came after last year there was a record number of opioid overdose deaths, 1,427, which was a 16% increase from 20. Well, this is for 2021, and it was an increase over 2020. And the under the proposal, the maximum penalty for causing another person's death by manufacturing, distributing, or delivering many controlled substances. It's not just fentanyl. It's like ketamine. It's other things that you can...
Opioids.
Yeah. And it would increase from a 25-year prison sentence to a 40-year sentence. And the maximum extended supervision period would also shift from 15 to 20 years under the new bill. And
25 years sounds like a pretty long time.
That's what it is now.
I know. And if that's not deterring people, really is.
And I think that's my point. And I'm not like, oh, this is a bad bill at all. Because and in the conversation of what do we do? Because we have to do something. Putting stronger sentencing on the table seems like a logical conversation. But I feel like it seems like the cognitive dissonance between the difference as a drug dealer of whether if I get caught, this is now 15 years longer than it would be. It's like, because you're already playing the fire, right? Like, if you get caught, this is already against the law.
Right.
And so if you get caught, you're going to jail. And so I would assume that the calculus of how long you're going to jail for doesn't necessarily factor in whether or not you're doing it. It's the what does, I would imagine, factor in is like going to jail or not going to jail. And so if you think you can continue to get away with it, you're going to continue to do it. And so it only, like, I just don't know if this is the deterrent that they think it is.
Well, and I would put money on it that most people who are dealing in this stuff have no idea that the sentence is 25 years. But like, because like you said, it's either, yep, if I get caught, I'm going to jail. And they're not thinking of the longer term.
Well, and also the conversation around what is the... Because when you think of a murder charge, you think of, I shot you with a gun. I stabbed you with a knife. I beat you to death. Something, sorry for the violence. But, and the, I just sold you a pill. It's your choice that you took it.
Right.
And yet the next logical point is that, no, you're on the hook for that. And I don't know how many of, I don't know, I gotta be honest, I don't know a lot of drug dealers. But I'm not saying that this isn't a conversation to be happening. I just don't know. It's kind of the same thing when we talk about cash bail, cash bail was designed to get people to come back to court. It's been proven that that's not really it. But now they're trying to keep cash bail as a lever to, like, keep dangerous people in jail when all that is doing is keeping potentially dangerous people who are poor in jail. And if you're dangerous but wealthy, you can walk free. All right, when we come back, some good news, because we need it. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Get your pay.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Radio, streaming 24/7 at WAUKradio.com.
Well, you know, me and Cage, we're Lakers for life, but there's one player, don't matter what team he's on, he's incredible. Follow me for the changes. Antetokounmpo, 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 1, 2, 3. Antetokounmpo, 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 MVP. Antetokounmpo, 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 yes, it's true.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Matinere on the board. And now for some good news.
Yes.
Well, probably you might have heard about this, but once again, this is less of a thing that Giannis, you know, Giannis is really killing it this season. He is playing very well. And last Thursday, he scored 54 points and beat the Clippers 106 to 105. And, you know, we all remember when we won the championship
yes.
in 2021, and he talked about for his 50 points, he wanted to go to Chick-fil-A and get 50 nuggets or whatever they call them over there. And this time, because we don't claim Chick-fil-A in this state, right? We claim
Culver's.
And so let's play a little bit of a clip, and then we're going to talk about what Culver's did in response.
Scoring 50 is fun, though, right?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. Last time I went to Chick-fil-A, and I got the nuggets. But now tomorrow, I think I'm going to go to Culver's. You know, I'm go get 50 cheeseburgers, and I'm gonna try to eat as many as I can, and the rest I have my son eat them, or I give them to my dog.
I'm sure they'll be waiting for that.
You know why I'm going to Culver's? Because Chick-fil-A did not give me no free meals.
Okay.
I know Culver's will give me free meals. I trust Culver's.
I trust Culver's.
I know they'll give me free food.
I love that he called out Chick-fil-A. And this is like one of the highest paid, if not the highest paid NBA player in like NBA player period. And he's like, they didn't give me free food.
Who did we just talk to that talked about being in a store with him?
It was a story I told about my friend who was in a Milwaukee baby store.
Oh,
and this
right.
is after his first kid had recently been born.
Born.
It was before we won the championship. So this would have been early 2021. And my friend was in the store, and he's like, and he had just signed the Supermax. And my friend said he sat there for 10 minutes checking the receipt
to make sure it was right. I think that is just priceless.
So Culver's made, this is the Culver's in Shorewood on Capitol Drive, and they made good at this. So they tweeted out, and they said, congrats on the win and 54 points, Giannis. Come see us for your 54 cheeseburgers. To celebrate, we'd also like to make a donation of 54,000 diapers to Milwaukee Diaper.
Oh.
We appreciate all that you and Mariah do for the city of Milwaukee, because as we've interviewed the executive director of Milwaukee Diaper on here before, and they are very, both Giannis and his, I guess they're still just girlfriend,
yes.
even though they have two kids together.
Yeah.
His partner, Mariah, they are very involved with Milwaukee Diaper. And so 54,000 diapers is no joke.
That's wonderful.
So hats off to Culver's on you know, fulfilling and being like the community member that, and obviously Culver's is a franchise. And so the owners of that franchise choosing to do this, like,
I've been to that Culver's many times. I used to work right down the road. It's terrific.
Yeah, it is terrific. So, but that's not the only good bucking news that, that happened, last week and over the weekend. So I feel like Giannis gets a lot of attention, but we have other stars on the team, and we have other stars on the team who do good, lots of good.
Yes.
In the community. And that includes Drew and Lauren Holiday, who teamed up with Kohler, the Milwaukee Bucks Foundation, and teamed up with friend of the show, Sojourner Family Peace Center, and Carmen. Because I guess the story goes that they were up at Kohler and picking out things to redesign their house, they being Drew and Lauren Holiday. And she basically said, you know what would be really cool if we partnered and we did women's shelters.
How awesome.
So immediately Kohler and they teamed up with Kohler, and then they reached out to Sojourner Family Peace Center, and they basically pitched in a combined effort of nearly $300,000.
Wow.
To repair and renovate three local shelters, including the main one that's on Walnut, that's right next to the Fiserv. And, you know, we've talked to Carmen before as far as the different resources and what's available at these different shelters. But, you know, one of the points that they made is a lot of wear and tear.
Absolutely.
Because they're serving a lot of people, and there's a lot of, you know, the turnover rate of people coming in and coming out, and trying to make the shelters comfortable and make them feel like home. And so the ability that they just made this happen, and I don't know if they've broken ground yet, but the fact that they're just putting this into play, I don't think should be overshadowed.
That's wonderful.
It deserves or equal footing as the 54,000 diaper donation.
Yeah, definitely.
And so it's going to be the Hope House in Milwaukee and also the Women's Shelter here in Waukesha.
Oh, no kidding.
Are all going to get
new fixtures,
new bathroom fixtures. And so, you know, sometimes it's good to
Remind ourselves
of the good things that are happening and the people who do good things in their, you know, some might say trivial. If you're not a sports fan, you maybe think that the amount of attention and outsized adoration some of our sports heroes get isn't welcome. So then recognizing the good things that they do and the attention that they bring to different community organizations and community initiatives, I do think is worth. I also like the sports part, but at least,
well, look,
this is good too.
Yeah, absolutely. And forgive me for forgetting, was it DeMar who was just injured in that game?
Yeah.
And
Damar.
And the charitable things that he had going. A lot of our athletes do things like that, which is wonderful.
Well, and also the Packers organization. I don't have it up in front of me, but the Packers organization the last couple weeks, the technology and the thing that basically kept him alive on the field, Packers donated that to, I think, either different hospitals or different. They did a big donation as far as that same technology of like donating it. So
wow.
I'll find that link and put it in today's notes, because now I feel like I'm butchering that story. But with that, we are going to go to the top of the hour news. But when we come back, Carrie Winkler is going to be here, and she is the program specialist in the Division of Continuing Education and Community Engagement at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. And she is going to talk to us about the new Wisconsin Caregiver Academy, which is trying to combat the crisis that we have in caregivers. And the question continues, which shortage is the worst shortage when it comes to our labor force in Wisconsin? This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
In the NBA, the forwards, the centers, and all the guards, the ones you see on the bubblegum cards. Me and homeboy would go one-on-one, cause playing the game is a lot of fun. Sit by the TV and watch.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcast.